Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're taking a rag of vocal cotton, turning it into something tight, rude, and usable inside a jungle or old-school D&B drop. The goal is simple: crisp on the front, dusty in the mids, and clean enough to sit over heavy breakbeats without smearing the sub or stepping on the snare. This matters because rag of vocals are full of character, but they can also be messy. You'll often get too much low-mid mud, uneven peaks, and a front edge that either disappears into the break or hits too hard and sounds brittle. In D&B, that vocal needs to behave like part of the rhythm. It should punch through the drums, but still feel like it belongs on a dusty sound system record. So let's build that. Start by choosing a vocal phrase with a strong consonant attack. Words with sharp front edges, like T, K, P, CH, or R, usually cut well. Drag the sample into an audio track, or into simpler if you want fast control over the start and end. Don't go for the cleanest vocal in the world. Go for the one with attitude. You want personality first, perfection later. What to listen for here is the first moment of the word. If the sound blooms slowly, or the first 20 to 40 milliseconds feel soft and woozy, keep searching. In a busy breakbeat, that blurry front edge gets swallowed fast. Once you've got the right phrase, trim it tightly. Set the start marker right on the consonant, not before it. Cut the end so the phrase stops cleanly and doesn't spill into the next drum hit. If there's a bunch of room tone or silence before the word, remove it. A good rule is this: if the chop feels late, it usually is. Tight timing is everything in jungle. At this point, decide what the vocal is doing. Is it a stab, or is it a phrase? If you want aggression and space, go with a stab. Chop it down to 1 to 3 short hits and place them like a rhythmic accent. If you want more call and response energy, keep a longer slice and let it answer the drums over 1 or 2 bars. For beginners, I'd start with stab mode. It's easier to fit into a dense D&B mix, and it teaches you a lot about how transients and mids interact with a break. Why this works in D&B is pretty simple. The break already carries a lot of detail. If the vocal is too long or too cloudy, it competes with the groove instead of locking into it. A short, well-placed chop behaves almost like another drum hit, just with a voice attached. Now let's clean up the low end. Put an auto filter first, and use a high pass filter to remove anything below roughly 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the sample. Don't overdo it. You're not trying to make the vocal thin. You're just clearing space for the kick and sub. Then use EQA to reduce muddy low mids, often somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz. That's where a lot of raga samples get cloudy. What to listen for is the relationship with the bass and the kick. If the vocal still feels heavy in the wrong way, the low mids are probably still hanging around. If it suddenly feels tiny or harsh, back the filter down a bit. Don't try to fix missing body by boosting bass in the vocal. That usually creates more conflict, not more impact. Next, shape the front edge so the vocal hits with the break. If you're in simpler, keep the attack very close to zero and use a short decay and release so the chop stops cleanly. If you're working on an audio clip, use clip gain or volume automation to make the consonants speak clearly. You can also add a tiny amount of saturator drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB, just to sharpen the front edge a little. The key is to get the consonant to pop without turning it into a click. If the transient gets too sharp, it starts to feel cheap and brittle. If it's too soft, the vocal loses that weapon-like quality that makes it work in a breakdown or a drop. You want rude, not painful. Now we build the dusty mids. This is where the old-school character starts showing up. Use EQA to gently pull out any boxy area around 250 to 600 Hz if the sample feels cloudy. If the vocal needs more presence, try a small lift around 1.5 to 3 kHz. If it gets harsh, back off a little around 3.5 to 6 kHz. Then add saturator after the EQ. A little distortion goes a long way here. You're not trying to destroy the sample. You're trying to bring out harmonics and that gritty, worn in texture that makes the vocal feel like it belongs next to jungle drums. A good starting range is around 2 to 6 dB of drive, with output level matched so you're judging tone, not loudness. If the sample is wild, you can go clean first. That means filter, EQ, then saturate. If the sample is already tight and you want more dirt, try saturation first, then EQ to shape the result. Both approaches work. The decision depends on the source. What to listen for here is whether the vocal is gaining character without becoming hissy or harsh. If the S and SH sound start stabbing you in the ear, reduce the drive or trim a little in the upper mids. Dust is good, pain is not. Now drop the vocal into the actual drum and bass context. This is the real test. A vocal that sounds huge on its own can fall apart the moment the break and sub come in. So play it against the drums and bass line, and check where it sits. In jungle, the best move is often to place the vocal on the back half of the bar or in the gap after the snare. That gives the drums space to breathe and makes the vocal feel like a response rather than a collision. Think call and response. The snare says something, then the vocal answers. Listen carefully to two things. First, does the vocal steal the snare's impact, or does it leave room for it? Second, does the bass stay clear when the vocal hits? If the vocal masks the snare, shorten it or reduce a bit of upper-mid energy. If it clouds the bass, recheck your high-pass and low-mid cut. Also, check the chop in mono. That's a really important habit. The core vocal should still make sense in mono, even if you later add a subtle stereo layer. In this style, the main identity needs to survive on club systems, DJ booths, and smaller speakers. If you want to add a second layer, make sure it has a job. Don't stack layers just because bigger feels better. If the vocal needs more attack, duplicate it, high-pass the copy and give it a small presence boost around 3 to 5 kHz. Keep that layer quiet. It's just there to define the syllable. If the vocal needs more dirt, make a second version with heavier saturation or a tiny filtered echo, then bury it under the main chop. That separation of roles is the key. One layer for intelligibility, one layer for dust. Simple, effective, and very DNB. Now comes the part that really makes the workflow feel finished, resampling. Set up a new audio track and record the processed vocal in context. Once it's printed, you can edit it like a drum break. Cut it, reverse tiny bits, nudge it or rearrange it without carrying all those devices around. That's a huge advantage in drum and bass, because it speeds up decisions and turns the sound into something you can actually arrange with. After recording, trim the new audio tightly so it starts right on the transient. If the tail feels useful, keep it. If not, cut it. And if the resampled version feels too loud or too flat, don't reach for more compression right away. Usually the fix is better gain staging before the print, or less drive going into saturator. A good old-school approach is to treat the vocal like a drum phrase, not a loop decoration. Put it into a 16-bar or 32-bar section, and let it shape the arrangement. Maybe the first 8 bars use a short teaser. The next 8 bars bring in a fuller version. Then you remove one hit, or shift the rhythm slightly, so the listener feels the phrase evolve. That kind of movement keeps the drop alive without overcrowding it. What to listen for is whether the vocal creates a memory after 8 or 16 bars. If it doesn't, the chop is probably too constant. Sometimes the strongest move is actually removing a hit and letting the absence create tension. A quick reminder here. When a vocal feels messy, don't immediately reach for more processing. First check the start point, the end point, and the note length. A badly timed slice will fight the break no matter how much EQ you throw at it. Tight timing solves more problems than people think. And for darker or heavier DNB, keep the core mono safe, keep the sub lane clean, and let the vocal live mostly in the mid-range, personality zone. That's where the dust is. That's where the character reads on club systems without eating the low end. If you want the vocal to feel a little lazier and heavier, nudge it a few milliseconds late. If you want it more urgent, push it a touch early. Tiny timing changes can completely change the feel. So here's the full picture. Choose a raga phrase with a strong consonant. Trim it tightly. Decide whether it's a stab or a phrase. High pass it so the low end gets out of the way. Shape the attack so it locks with the break. Add controlled saturation for dusty mids. Check it against drums and bass, in mono, before you celebrate. Then resample it so it becomes part of the arrangement instead of a loose sample sitting on top. If it cuts through the break, answers the snare, and still sounds rude on a club system, you've got it. Now do the exercise. Build one crisp version and one dirtier version from the same vocal, keep both mono compatible, and drop them into an 8-bar loop with drums and bass. Then resample the result. That's the move. Tighten it, dirty it up just enough, and make it part of a tune.